Donald Trump is in Indiana, Hillary Clinton in Philadelphia, New York in the rearview mirror. Both candidates signaling after their big wins there last night that they are looking ahead at each other and not at their opponents. NPR's senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving is here. And Ron, both Trump and Clinton would like everyone to think it's over, you know, for the others, for Sanders, Cruz and Kasich. Are they right?
They're close to being right, Robin. Not quite yet, but next week, April 26th, we have five more states voting in the East. Pennsylvania and Maryland are the two largest, also Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Delaware. A clean sweep for either of the front runners will make it mathematically just infeasible for them not only to be denied the nomination on the first ballot, but to wrap it up before we get to the conventions.
Well, and Donald Trump brought up the delegate system again last night, arguing against some of the rules, the proportional divvying up of delegates, but also the push that Ted Cruz has been very successful at in getting the delegates who might have to be committed to voting the way the voters did in a first round of balloting in a convention, but then may switch their vote to support him in the second. Here's Trump speaking last night.
Nobody should take delegates and claim victory unless they get those delegates with voters and voting. And that's what's going to happen. And you watch.
But Ron Elving, it sounds like you're saying that this, what might this become a moot point if he gets to the convention with the number he needs?
If Donald Trump has 1,200, which would be a little shy of the 1,237 number, if he has 1,200 or close to it, he should be able to get over the top before we get to the actual Cleveland event in July. And the bringing on of Paul Manafort, his new manager, his new guru, is all about that and all about making Donald Trump a little more acceptable to the party as a whole.
What did you think of his tone last night? You know, he has pledged to be more presidential. It was almost boring.
Well, it was fully Manaforted, Robin, and that is the effect of the new guru. He essentially said, we want a different look, a little more family-oriented, and we want a little different tone. Now, Donald was still the Donald, but he sounded a little bit more like somebody who could imagine himself being the leader of the entire Republican Party. No more Lion Ted. We talked about Senator Cruz. You get the drift.
Yeah. Hillary Clinton, also won big here. She is speaking to her supporters.
Thank you all so much. Thank you. You know, today you proved once again there's no place like home.
You know, Ron Elving, what do you think of her words last night? It felt to me like she was the most human. You know, she's been criticized as being too lockstep, too scripted. She seemed the most human last night.
She looked happy. She seemed almost lighthearted. She was in her element. She almost allowed people to cheer and applaud between her lines, and she almost became relaxed. So clearly there was no place like home for Hillary Clinton. And she also clearly was pivoting to talking about Donald Trump and Ted Cruz and the fall campaign, and saying with respect to the Sanders supporters, far more unites us than divides us.
Yeah, but Bernie Sanders is saying that there are questions about voters who were purged from the rolls in Brooklyn, in particular, his hometown. He's not giving up.
You know, it is his hometown. It's where he was born. But Brooklyn voted for Hillary. So it's hard to imagine that in a place where they voted for Hillary, the loss of some people from the rolls was some sort of skullduggery to help Bernie Sanders. There was a really, truly unforgivable purging of the rolls there that apparently wiped out 126,000 names. There is absolutely no indication that these were people who were wiped out for any reason other than a mistake, and also no indication that they would have been predominantly or even in the majority Sanders voters. Yeah. But it is a scandal, and it's something that New York officials are going to have to get on top of right away.
Yeah. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.